You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthala Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Mayor Turvert has issued a proclamation in honor of National Police Week, and the city of Park Falls is encouraging everyone to show your appreciation for our dedicated local officers. Park Falls will be observing May 11th through the 17th as National Police Week, and publicly salutes the service of law enforcement officers in our community and in communities across the nation. In honor of the service and sacrifice of those law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty while protecting our communities and safeguarding our democracy. Tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. over in Glen Flora, there's going to be a shoe drive. You can drop off gently worn, used, or new shoes at Artisan's Outlet to give them a second life with those in need. You can call 715-403-2786 if you have any questions. And once again, this is taking place tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. over in Glen Flora at Artisan's Outlet. Wisconsin is one of the top 10 states with the most workers in meatpacking and processing. The rules could be changing, and some advocates say they could put workers in harm's way. Savannah Tomielsen reports.
The Trump administration is now changing safety rules for those employees, and experts say it could put them at higher risk of getting hurt. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is overhauling regulatory protections to permit faster processing lines for pork and poultry companies. It says the goal is to allow these plants to set their own speeds, and that research has confirmed no direct link between processing speeds and workplace injuries. But labor advocates say that's not true, citing the USDA's own data from January. Georgetown University's Debbie Berkowitz is a former OSHA official who studies how processing speeds impact safety. She gives this example from USDA data showing what happens when processing goes faster.
In poultry plants, 82% of workers were at increased risk of musculoskeletal disorders.
Berkowitz says it's hard for workers to speak up when conditions aren't safe.
There's a real fear of speaking out and speaking up to companies when things are unsafe. And the meat industry is disproportionately made up of refugees and workers of color.
Wisconsin has more than 500 meat plants statewide. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
According to a press release from the Price County Sheriff's Office, on May 7th, the Price County Highway and Transportation Committee met for a regularly scheduled meeting at 9 a.m., The meeting was publicly accessible, and during the meeting, a user labeled as James's iPhone joined from an IP address which traced back to a Lino data center in Ontario, Canada, an American cloud provider known for hosting virtual machines. This user entered approximately 13 minutes into the meeting and displayed, quote, explicit content, end quote, on the Price County video screen / streaming service. Price County employees took immediate action to stop this video feed. A joint investigation was conducted by the service contractor, Heartland Business Systems, the Price County IT Department, and the Price County Sheriff's Office. This investigation concluded that the explicit material shown during the meeting did not originate from electronic items owned by Price County. In addition, this investigation concluded no Price County employees were responsible for displaying the material. Price County realizes that security in virtual meetings is essential to maintaining a safe and professional environment for all participants. The recent incident underscores the risk of unrestricted content sharing. Price County has implemented recommended setting changes and has taken steps to significantly reduce the likelihood of future disruptions. Nothing further will be released at this time. Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Phillips Public Library is hosting a discussion group about reducing family conflict. This is a free group, including a workbook, where you can talk about things such as problems you have faced and parent traps, using direct discussion and what to do if it doesn't work, points to remember and key steps, and many other topics. All attendees who participate and complete a training survey will receive a gas card. You can register by calling 715-634-2299. Once again, this is taking place May 17th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. The fire danger remains very high. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Avoid outdoor burning. Spring is the peak wildfire season in the state, and just this past week, there have been over 100 wildfires that have burned over 200 acres. Burn permits are still suspended in nearly half of the counties. And much-needed rain is on the way, but in the form of strong thunderstorms. Those arrive on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers shut out again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Guardians 2-0 in Cleveland. Milwaukee with only 3 hits through 9 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
Our offense has sputtered, especially in this month for sure. It's really sputtered. You know, we got to get that back. We've got a couple injuries that have hurt us defensively, but still, we've got to get production and we've got to get guys with more confidence, and we're going to face good pitching. That's the major leagues.
NFL, the Packers added Aaron Banks from the 49ers in free agency. He'll play left guard, 6'5", 325 pounds.
Love Banks' physicality. I think he's really going to step up our game there. And just a good veteran presence. I think, you know, is a guy that we're going to lean on in a lot of different situations, but I'm excited about having him in there to up our physicality for sure.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich. The full NFL regular season schedule to be released tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A few weeks ago, country music singer Morgan Wallen created a bit of a controversy by leaving the Saturday Night Live stage early and abruptly after hosting the show, choosing not to mingle during the credits. Wallen appeared on Sunday Conversation with host Caleb Presley and was given a chance to explain what he did and said that's pretty much what he meant to do. The singer said he was ready to go home because he had been there all week. Apparently, he couldn't tough it out in the big city for another 45 seconds. Wallen also posted a picture of his private jet on social media with a caption that said, "Get me to God's country." Acting like a tool was most likely a strategic move to sell some merch. As far as Wallen is concerned, his God apparently is okay with using racial slurs, throwing chairs off Nashville rooftops into crowded streets, getting a DUI, getting charged with felony reckless endangerment, and disorderly conduct. The Legally Blonde prequel episodic series is in production. The show is called Elle, which is short for Elle Fanning, the character played by Reese Witherspoon, who is one of the show's executive producers. Witherspoon says there are 2 episodes completed. Lexi Mindtree plays the young version of Elle. TheWrap.com reports the show is looking at a 2026 summer release on Amazon Prime. Industry insiders say production work has vanished from California, LA specifically. Deadline is reporting that LA Mayor Karen Bass is pushing for new incentives, hoping to bring back more work to the city. Governor Gavin Newsom and the state government also appear to be on board, as Newsom's office says he is hoping to inject $750 million a year in film and TV incentives by way of a bill that supposedly has deep support within the state legislature. Here's hoping Wisconsin does the same. If you're looking for something to watch in the comfort of your own home, here's one of Pete's picks. Check out the film Black Bag, a spy thriller starring Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett, who play a husband and wife who are both secret agents whose marriage and loyalty to country are both put to the test. The film is well acted, well written, and directed, and will keep you wondering just how strong a marriage can be. The hits just keep on coming in a good way for Michael B. Jordan. Fresh off his playing twins Smoke and Stack in Sinners, Jordan is executive producing a reality TV show called Delphi. His partner on the project, Marco Ramirez, will serve as the showrunner. The show follows boxers who train at the Delphi Gym in Los Angeles, where Rocky and Apollo trained. There is no release date yet, but Deadline reports the show will air on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible at some point here during the day. Our high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight we'll drop into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, breezy, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms. A couple of those could be severe with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it is 60.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.